Well, it's starting up again. Over 100 artists are converging in Kaka'ako this week for Honolulu's annual Powwow Street Art Festival. And there's a whole generation of young people growing up with paintings by internationally renowned artists all around them, right here in Kaka'ako.
Looking back 10 years ago, no one spent time in Kaka'ako.
Jasper Wong is a founder of the Powwow Street Art Festival. After 9 years, this homegrown idea has become a week of amazing activity on the light industrial walls of Kaka'ako. Over the years, Wong's talked to about every property owner in the area, checking for walls to paint on. He says most of them are small local businesses.
We all work together, we all support each other. And even as new businesses pop up, they try to find ways to include the arts.
There are now more than 330 murals, mostly concentrated in the square mile area between Ward and South Streets. International stars like Shepherd Fairey, Woes, Defer attract selfies with their walls, and a new generation of street artists is being minted here in the islands. In 2017 in Taiwan, Secret Walls collaborated for a live 90-minute street art battle. In 2019, Powwow Festivals happened in 7 cities, including Venice, Italy, and Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, like, every city that we're doing the project in, it gives back to the communities. It helps to grow local industry. It helps to promote and give platforms to artists around the world. And we're all just a bunch of passionate individuals that believe in the power of art and how it can positively affect the places that we live in.
Watch it in action. Stop by Kaka'ako, where artists are working on walls every day through Saturday. I happened on artist Solomon Enos on a ladder at the flats at Pu'unui Condo.
Basically, what I would be doing with a piece of paper is what I'm doing on a wall. There really is no difference, other than the paper is much larger than me now.
That's not how it's usually done. Most huge murals are fully mapped out, then projected on a wall, outlined, and filled in.
I like the frustration. I like the challenge of starting it with these raw ideas and then having to make mistakes and having to make changes.
Each painting can take from 20 to more than 40 hours to accomplish.
This year we're going to surpass 50 festivals worldwide.
Co-founder Kamea Hadar.
And I think we're nearing 1,000 murals.
Powwow still runs on volunteers with key support from sponsors including Hawaiian Airlines, HTA, Hanakin, and Alohilani Resorts. The Powwow Schools of Music and Photography are underway too. The whole thing sounds like a well-oiled machine.
I wouldn't say that it's the easiest thing. There's still a lot of convincing and a lot of very much a struggle to keep certain support, but definitely the public appreciates it, likes it, especially during Powwow, you can really feel the energy.
All Powwow events are free and family-friendly, including the grand finale block party at Honolulu Night Market this Saturday. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.